Patrick DeHaan is now one of the most requested interviews ever, and I'd like to say we were there from the beginning. I think we have been. He's our gas buddy. He is the head of petroleum analysis at a Gas Buddy, and we have leaned on him, depended on him. Now, so have people all over the country and all over the world. Patrick, I hope this has not gone to your head.
I still make time for everyone, and I appreciate you having me back again.
Well, we appreciate you making time for us, that's for sure. Can you tell us, we think of what's going on in the world. For context, Iraq was producing about 4.5 million barrels of oil a day before the war started, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. And now the near shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz means that around 20 million barrels of crude and oil products, which is apparently about a fifth of the world oil supply, choked off from the global markets every day. That's kind of a daily check thing, isn't it, Patrick?
Yeah, it really is. And the longer the situation drags on, the more, you and I are paying at the pump and even beyond the pump. Next time you go to the grocery store, the hardware store, the mall, wherever you buy things, it's going to be more expensive as diesel prices now are above the $5 mark. And that's the first time since 2022. In fact, earlier today, the national average, which now at 386 is virtually the same as what we're seeing in Metro Detroit. The national average is now at its highest level since 2022. And oil prices up another 2% today. We continue to just kind of watch this get worse and not a whole lot of terrific news on when it could potentially get any better.
Tell me something that I clearly have misunderstood. I remember hearing the president say something to the effect that because of his drill, baby, drill, we, the U.S., had all the oil we needed, and we were not dependent on these foreign countries, and some of them are enemies, and that we'd be okay. Whatever happened to that?
Well, unfortunately, the price of oil is the prevailing force. The president's not wrong. We're relatively insulated from supply disruptions as the world's largest oil producers. But something that most Metro Detroiters can understand, too, is that, home prices, to equate home and oil prices, home prices in Metro Detroit just don't go up on one street nor in one community. They've gone up across Detroit over the last 5-10 years. And it's the same kind of system. Oil prices aren't just lower in some areas or some countries. It's higher for everyone. And unfortunately, though, some homes may have more availability. There may be more supply in one area of Detroit than another. Home prices have gone up virtually across the board. And that's the same for the price of oil is, there's a finite amount of it. And we're all globally, not just the U.S. Canada is seeing a surge in prices. Japan, Asia, China. You and I may have gasoline at the pump, but that doesn't insulate us from the rising price of oil, which is a global commodity.
Fascinating. Stock markets rose for a third day in Asia. South Korea's KOSPI climbed 5%. Japan's Nikkei rose 2.9%, both helped by tech stocks. It's just kind of hard to figure how things go, but we do look at who has gone through the Straits of Hormuz or will: China, Greece, India, Pakistan, Turkey. What about the oil that is directly headed to the United States? I never hear very much about that. Just random attacks on random ships.
Yeah, well, and that's enough to keep the risk, element there. Just the threat of something happening, is enough to really derail these shipments and keep them parked. I mean, if somebody said, would you go out on a limb and take a risk on $100 to $200 million cargo and risk, 20 crewmen to sail through there, even if you might not have insurance? I mean, and by the way, that is why insurance for these carriers is surging in price, because the risk element is there. That's exactly why we're seeing ships balk at that kind of opportunity. If you knew there was a tornado that was about to hit the road and somebody told you, hey, it'll be all right, you might be able to avoid it. You're probably still not going to risk the potential for damage. Nobody really wants to deal with insurance to begin with. And it's just the risk calculation is too high. And Iran continues to make threats. And to your point, there's a trickle of ships getting through the Strait of Hormuz. There are maybe some backdoor arrangements happening for countries that are friendly with Iran, but there is still a huge, huge kink in the amount of ships that are kind of waiting for the risk to improve. And I don't think it's going to, because Iran is now learning that they have leverage in a way that they may not have understood they do. So, you know, attack a few ships, that is enough of a risk element to keep a lot of these ships from trying to make it through.
Hey, am I hallucinating? But didn't I hear Patrick Dahan early on that we would be willing to have American warships escort these ships? And didn't I hear that some insurance company stepped up and said they would insure these ships? I swear I heard these things a while ago.
You heard those things, but then you also heard about a week and a half later that the Navy was not prepared to offer military escorts to every vessel, and they're still not. And that's where, you know, words, anyone can say words, but actions speak louder than words. And the U.S. military is probably much busier with what's going on in Iran than to offer hundreds of ships through the Strait of Hormuz and escort. And Iran has potentially promised to attack U.S. military and U.S. vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. So this is fraught with risk as well. And that's all of what this comes down to, is the element of risk is very high. And right now, because of that high risk, it's been extremely disruptive to the flow of oil globally, and that's had a negative impact on prices. And that's why you and I are paying more at the pump, and that's why diesel prices are surging and jet fuel prices, because the reality of risk.
Wise words always from Patrick Dahan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy. And he reminds us, as we know, actions are louder than words. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks for having me.
We always appreciate having you on, even if we're not thrilled with the news we get. Relentless Positive Radio, otherwise the best we can hear. Paul W. Smith in focus on WJR.